Ladies and gentlemen, in 1990, Rita Kramer toured the country to study the best ed schools. She was reporting on education for ABC and had begun to suspect that American ed schools were more corrupted and indoctrinated than most people ever imagined. Her circa 1990 led to a very important book, Ed's School Follies. I recommend it to everyone who wants to understand what went wrong in K-12. I reviewed her book on Amazon in 2007, so I was a fan. In 2023, I wanted to interview her, but didn't know whether she was alive or departed. Finally, I found an email and wrote to congratulate her on her work and gave her a bunch of questions. A few weeks later, she was gone, but her daughter sent me the answers to my questions. Here is the most important Q&A. Question by me. What were the things that most offended you as you worked on your book in 1990? Rita Kramer, open quote. Finding out that teachers were being taught to teach political propaganda as opposed to academic subjects. What I observed firsthand back then was the groundwork being laid for the crisis in education today. So we have a very smart, informed witness 30 years ago testifying that public schools were subversive and controlled by ideologues. These people ripped the heart out of education. At the same time, they were sly enough so that the average citizen had no idea what was going on. If you want to understand how the public schools evolved into a sinister force, alienated from the rest of American society, Rita Kramer's book would be Exhibit A. A lot of people have trouble believing that our public schools intentionally moved into a different sphere. Well, the more history you know, the more obvious this thesis becomes. The history of American education shifted gears around 1900 when John Dewey's progressive theories took over the public schools. Gears shifted again after 1921 when members of the Communist International started arriving in America. So, for almost 100 years, the tide has moved relentlessly against traditional education, common sense theories, and effective practice. Every decade, the schools are worse than the decade before. The perennial question is, how can they get away with this betrayal? In fairness, Marxist revolutionaries are very well organized. The most predictable technique used by these invaders is to constantly change the jargon, the arguments, and the marketing claims. The verbiage is so dense and incoherent that few parents can discuss the problems their children face. A second factor protecting these ne'er-do-well professors is that the public is hopelessly confused and nobody wants to confess just how confused they are. I'm betting that the President of the United States, his cabinet, the House of Representatives, and the executives from the entire Fortune 500 list, almost without exception, do not understand, for example, why constructivism is destructive, why sight words are problems, and why new math was such a flop in 1962. So there is a sort of paralysis or bewilderment neutralizing the movers and shakers who run this country. They can't understand the tech speak. How can they be interviewed by a reporter? How are they going to appear before Congress when they aren't sure of anything? And their every word might be laughed at by haughty professors. So I recently coined the phrase, the embarrassment factor. I say to the American people, get over yourself. Admit you find K-12 murky and confusing. That's by design. Find people who want to learn more and discuss the decline of K-12. You can search any ed subject you're interested in with my name, and you can find many articles that way. We don't have a chance of saving the schools until we can neutralize the excessive power of far-left professors. This would be easy if everyone understood that our professors are all too often quacks and pretenders. According to Rita Kramer, they are the problem. Tell them they need to understand what our great needs are. Phonics, direct instruction, basic arithmetic, and all the traditional methods that are still the best choice. Read some of Kramer's book, Meet the Traitorous Commissars Running the Ed Schools. Then you'll be able to help keep the country from sinking further. Finally, and let us never forget who should be embarrassed. Certainly not us. That would be professors of education who concoct the unworkable and incomprehensible ideas found throughout K-12. Thank you. Overview. Let's Fix Education explores 7 of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. 2, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. 3, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. 4. The big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. 5. Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. 6. If we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.